And hello once again, everyone. This is Red Curls Colors one more time tonight, and I'm doing the last little bit of the totally unofficial audio questionnaire part 2. Let's get to it. Y'all are gonna know so much about me now. Also, you just heard me say y'all for the first time. I don't say it often. I'm not from the southern part of America, but once in a while it does come up, so don't know if that's a good thing for you guys or not. Let me know. Question number 1. Some JWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen? I generally do not listen at work simply because I have the type of job, first off, I'm a student, and my job is a shitty one, so I can't have headphones where I work. I've listened on my break before, but that's really about it. I have listened while driving. A lovely member of Gone Wild Audio, won't say who, lovely accent, we'll go with that, has made me a couple of personalized recordings, and so I listened to those in the car, and that was a lovely time. So if you're listening, darling, thank you. Generally, however, though, when I'm listening, I'm in bed, you know. Honestly, can't think of any other place I've listened. I don't really know. Might have listened in my living room a couple of times, but that's about it. Question number 2. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sexual partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. I gotta separate this into 2 categories, because one of them was my first boyfriend, but I never actually had sex with him. We just fooled around. And I didn't know it was possible to be awful at fooling around. But it is. Guys, it really is. And I really didn't do anything about it. I just kind of let him be horrible. Oh, dear. However, for the other part of the thing, the first person that I actually chose to have sex with, if you've been listening, you've realized that I kind of make people earn the right to have sex with me. And, the privilege, not the right, it's a privilege. And he had done that, but he was awful. And the second time that he tried seducing me, I guess for lack of a better word, I just put a stop to it. I was like, no. I know it was my first time and everything, but you sucked at this, and it was awful. And I'm not going to do this again. And I'm pretty sure I hurt his feelings, but, you know, I'm sorry. He wasn't a virgin. He should have been better at that by now. So, deal with it, please. Question number 3. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating or 2 very attractive people having sex, and there is no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while watching them? How long would you watch? Yes. Yes, I would watch. And yes, I would masturbate. And I would watch as long as possible. Question number 4. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have a relative or relatives that you would fuck if they were not related? No. I am the youngest person in my entire family by about 11 years or so. By the time I got around to puberty, everybody was too old for me. the only possibility, I guess, is I do have some family, that I'm related to only by marriage, in Chile. And there are a couple of very attractive gentlemen, down there, but, for me, it's kind of, you know, I look at them the same way I look at Brad Pitt. I can tell that Brad Pitt is attractive to other people, but he's not attractive to me. It's the same type of thing. So, yeah, no relatives that I want to secretly fuck. Question number 5. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bond Girl Audio Gone Wild, sorry darling, asks if they may suck your cock, or Llewellyn, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, asks if you need extra tutoring. Do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself? Yes, I do. If I'm allowed to name names on this one, fuck it, I'm going to name names. Let's see here. Emerald Gem Throwaway 2. Bourbon Neat. Tom Like a Bomb. And Llewellyn, of course. I talk to you boys a lot. A hell of a lot. Just so you know. Oh dear. Oh, brain. You gotta concentrate, brain. Question number 6. While you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Again, gotta separate into two categories. Ladies, my first place I usually go is your hair or your eyes, depending on which is more striking and whether I'm viewing you from the front or the back. secondly, probably ass or hips. And thirdly, breasts. Gentlemen, again, first probably eyes/hair, because I'm a sucker for good eyes and good hair and a good smile as well. Secondly, probably torso in general, because narrow hips with a good chest is a gift to the world, so thank you, boys. And thirdly, hands, because I have a thing for hands. I have a very big thing for hands. If you have good hands, you are on the good list. Question number 7. Oh, yeah, something to add to question number 6. I am very obvious when I check people out. I give probably the most obvious once-over you will ever see, and I am very deliberate about it. So, if you catch me looking at you like that, you know. Question number 7. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? And if you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? I have had a lap dance from a lady. Actually, I've had several. Some amateur and one professional. I was very excited during the amateur ones. It was awesome. But during the professional, it was exciting, I guess. Yeah, but I wasn't wet. Frankly, strippers, they're not my type as a general rule. I don't like overly tanned, overly plasticky people with tacky fake nails and wiggish looking hair. Not my thing. Still exciting to look at for a little bit, but you know, just not my thing. Question number 8. This is a 3-part question. Oh my goodness. About age and sex. Hey, how many years older than you is too old to have sex with? Well, for context, I am in my early 20s, and that's all I'll give you guys. So I would say my top limit would probably be about 20 years older than me. It is going to depend a little bit on whether or not you show your age. I mean, if you're a 45-year-old gentleman and you look like you're 30, I'm not going to complain. However, if you're a 45-year-old gentleman and you look like the way my dad did when he was 45, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to say no thank you. And, you know, attractiveness is a little bit more important in that age, I think. As for women, I honestly don't know. All the girls I've been with have been very close to me in age, so I can't really give a good context. Probably somewhere in the 30s. I would go up to in the 30s. Don't know if I would go past that or not. It would depend on the person. Part B. How many years younger than you is too young? Well, I am still quite young. So you gotta be 18. At the very least, you gotta be 18. Generally, I tend to go for people who are a bit older than me. Actually, partners who are younger than me is a very rare thing. So this isn't much of a question for me. But yeah, younger. Please be 18. I do not wish to commit statutory rape. That would kind of suck. Question C. In the United States, the age of consent is generally 18, but in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 to make good decisions about sex, especially sex with someone 21 or older? Why or why not? I'm not a very good candidate to answer this question, simply because when I was 16, when I was a teenager, I was a very unhappy teenager. I was very emotionally and mentally unwell, and I wasn't in a place to be doing anything like that. So no, I guess the short answer would be no. I wasn't ready for anything like that in the slightest. I guess the best thing I could say about age of consent is make sure you're mature and make sure that you are waiting for someone special, at the very least. That's all the advice I could give. Question number 9. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it? And did you enjoy it? No. I think I've said, my limits tend... I have very hard limits. Basically anything most of you would probably reel off. Necrophilia, kids, animals, scat, urine, so on and so forth. None of that stuff. But I've done a lot of things, and I've enjoyed all of it. So, when you do things with people that you trust and are very close with, a lot can be enjoyable. There are a few things out there that I don't want to try, don't think I want to, but if the person or the persons are right, I would be okay with it. I know I want to try this, so I'm so blah, but not a good example anyway, but might as well finish the sentence. Only had a threesome with a guy and two girls, one of those being me. I would be totally fine with trying a threesome with two gentlemen or with all ladies. Whatever is possible is possible. We'll just see how life goes. Question number 10. Last one, everybody. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or a girlfriend from someone, or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend? In a word, no. I am not a boyfriend or a girlfriend stealer. I place an extraordinarily high value on relationships, and I wouldn't want you to do that to my significant other, so I'm not going to do that to you, and I won't do that to your significant other either. It's rude. It's fucking rude, and I despise people who do things like that, so no. I hope that earns me some good points in your guys' books. Not a stealer. I may be a mild exhibitionist, but I will not steal you from your lady or your man friends, I promise. But there you go, everybody. That was the talk. Again, what a clever acronym. That was part 2. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you didn't listen to part 1, I have 2 actual Gone Wild audios coming your way tomorrow. I just have to add some naughty noises when no one else is home, and they'll be coming at your way. There will be one for girls, and there will be one for your boys, so I hope you guys like it. I hope you'll be interested. I hope you have liked and will continue to like what I'm posting. So I will see you guys about. And I want to add, I forgot to in the first one, but if you guys ever have any follow-up questions, you ask me, and I will answer them in voice for you, okay? Hope everybody is having a good night, and stay safe. Love you all. Have a great day, everybody.